David, your thoughts on tonight's 1-1 draw here at Windsor Park?
End of the game, Andy. You know, pleased with our efforts and performance. Dundalk are a good side. They've been a standout team in the AIRCOM League for 3-4 years now. They've been champions. They've progressed in Europe. They've changed the manager. They've stayed stable. So the challenge was always going to be there tonight. They made a few changes. But the first half, I thought we were good. We stayed organised and disciplined. We stayed in the shape. Second half, they came out and had a right go, which we expected. We warned the players at half time that they would come out and have a go at it in the second half, and they did. You know, there was 2 or 3 sort of half chances at either ends and whatever else. And on another night, we could have won it. But on another night, we could have lost it. So to go down to Dundalk now Monday with still in the game, an opportunity to go and win a competition is what we want at the start of the night.
Got off to the perfect start tonight with Shane's goal, yeah?
Yeah, again, it was something that we spoke about, and it's something that we tried to set up tonight basically in a European sort of format. When the European games, we let them have a lot of possession, hopefully hit them with the pace and counter-attack that the aggressive counter-attack that we're capable of. We did that with a goal. Jamie slid a lovely ball down for Shane. He took it. You know, wonderful finish on his left foot. So give us a platform, give us a lead, and give us something to sort of go and play. We again, Dundalk started getting on top of the game in the second half. We changed formation. We went to a back three, got a second centre forward on. We tried to win the game. So all in all, possibly disappointed, but again, in the back of your mind, with the quality that especially with the quality of players that they're bringing on, Kelly through the middle, Sean Gannon at right back, and obviously Michael Duffy, to stay in the game and go down there Monday night with an opportunity to win is more than acceptable.
Do you get a chance to look at the players before Monday to see who's fit and who's raring to go for Monday?
I'll speak to the players first thing in the morning, like I mostly always do. So again, some of the players will. Shane will obviously be away, international duty. Joel Cooper won't be available. Joel's having a slight operation on his nose tomorrow to help his breathing. He took a heavy bang against Carrick last Saturday, which went unpenalised and unseen by the fourth official, the referee, the linesman, who were pretty close to it, which was disappointing. But that things like that happen. So we'll assess the squad, we'll assess the players. The pleasing thing is, you know, Josh Robinson's in and around back being fit now. Chris Casement came through 60-odd minutes in the Swift Sailor night, as did Mark Hawkey, who's nearing, hopefully, a return. So the pleasing thing is that we've... So we'll assess how the players... I'll speak to the players tomorrow, speak to them Sunday, and make sure whatever team that we take... I threw it out there last week that we would make numerous changes. We did, we made 2. So I know when I gave you the team earlier, you were expecting maybe more, but... You know, we have to be honest with the supporters who are coming, paying the money tonight, turning up over 2,000 of them, which was a credit, and we give it our all tonight.
And we love winning cups at this football club, and it would be nice to win that one on Monday too, wouldn't it?
It would be. It's going to be a hugely difficult task down there. I would imagine they're going to be, obviously, the tight ground. It's going to be a ferocious atmosphere, I would imagine. You know, I've been down there numerous times, on a watching brief, and seen a lot of games, and seen the dock at home, and the away teams always get a, you know, hostile reception. So we expect a reception on Monday night. But hopefully the players go and thrive in the atmosphere, thrive in the game, and hopefully at the end of it, after the 90 minutes, if we do our jobs and capitalise on opportunities that we make, that we can come back up the road with hopefully an All Ireland trophy.
The ties alive for both teams and all to play for. And a big week, 2 big away games, isn't it?
Yeah,
and then Institute, 2 big away games in a short space of time.
So. Yes, and again, it's credit to the supporters that they're making the journeys. I know at times they, they're unhappy at times with travel arrangements, but it's part of it. That's part of the sort of the reasons why sort of our league and sort of the Irish League at times can't mix, because the travel, you know, we don't want it. We don't want our supporters. It's all right for the players to go down and travel and maybe get sort of escorted in the grounds, but we don't, and I know supporters, because I know enough of them, and I see enough of them, and I hear enough about it, that, you know, you can't have supporters jumping through hoops all the time, because it's difficult enough spending money, jumping on buses, travelling, whatever else. And they say they're going to have to do that on Monday, to Dundalk. I've certainly been on record numerous times and thanking the supporters for their dedication, their effort, and their hunger, and spending the money of getting to places like Dundalk. And again, it's going to be the same Institute. So the more, the merrier. Hopefully we have a good crowd, a crowd that can get right behind the players and hopefully lift the players in the two games, and we look forward to it.
And it'll all be worth it if we can hopefully get the good results.
That's right, Andy.
Right, David, thanks.
All right.